Lisa Lampanelli Show.
Comedy's lovable queen of mean.
Bing bang, dirty talk.
Howard 101. Now, Lisa Lampanelli.
Well, we're back. It's Lisa Lampanelli. I'm doing my show, Gossip Gals, 1-888-STERN-101. Call in. There's one free line open. I'm here with my homosexual friends and gossip girl, Frank DeCaro from Sirius Out Queer, Jim Colucci, his husband, and Noah Levy, who broke up with his boyfriend and is hugely codependent. Right, Noah?
You got it.
Thank you, girl. We're going to take a call from a dirty homosexual, Leo from Boston. Are you there?
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
He's a gay.
This is why I answer you, because it says in the comments, big fag, huge fan. Who are you a huge fan of?
You make my pussy drip like a faucet in the ghetto.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy just threw up, by the way.
I just opened my mouth a little bit. Sorry.
Yeah.
You threw up.
Leo, thank you very much for your lovely fandom. I appreciate it.
When are you coming to Boston?
May 3rd of next year. I can't even believe I know that off the top of my head.
Wilbur
Theater. Wilbur
Theater,
May 3rd, two big shows. Make sure the tickets are probably on sale. Who the fuck are you talking to, you faggot?
I'll be there.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's like, I'm such a huge fan, I'm going to talk to my mother. Okay, you big queen. Are you going to come and sit in the front row and I'm going to call you names?
Yeah, as long as you call me out.
Okay. No, I would love to, Leo. Are you young enough for me to notice you, or are you an old fag?
I'm going to be 30.
Oh, you're young. No. My God, that's 60 in straight years.
I'm going to be like 50 in gay world.
Oh, don't worry, honey. I'll get you laid that night. I'll see you in Boston, Leo.
Hey, I have a question.
Oh, hurry up.
Oh, all right. Paula Deen, she should fix it by doing a porn with a black man.
You know what? It's absolutely true. Yeah.
We should all fix it by doing a porn with a black man.
I can't weigh in on that. It's a sensitive subject.
You're going to need it fixed after doing a Paula black man.
You could call it driving Miss Paula.
Yes, that's a good idea. Paula Deen, you know, poor thing. I don't think many people have said that, but I'm just saying.
She got approached by a MILF site. Isn't that a fun thing?
I'm fascinated by her, I have to say.
Yeah, what do you think, Noah? What's going on with her?
You know what? What I have to say, what an idiot. You have your opportunity to say, I'm sorry, and I screwed up. And your pride gets in the way. If I had the interview opportunity with Matt Lauer, I would have been walking black grandmothers across the street. Yeah. I would have been donating money to every single black church. I would have done everything. And I would have said, I'm screwed up. Give me 6 months and I'm going to make it up to you. She's saying she's not a racist. Well, you are.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
apologize for it.
You know, I can say pride does get in the way, because no one in this room has any pride whatsoever.
Oh, no.
I mean, look at us. Come on. We're horrible.
Well, we did yesterday.
Gay pride.
During the parade.
Oh, yes.
But other than that, no, not very much.
Yes. By the way, congratulations on celebrating your gayness.
Thank
and
you,
on DOMA
exciting.
Being revoked. I heard it's a big deal. I don't care. It doesn't affect me.
It's true. Yes, it's true.
Sean in Florida. Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Lisa. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Driving in the rain. Gotta love it. Hey, I wanted to find out. I absolutely love you. I wanted to find out how you're going to bring your show to fruition and bring it to a full circle in regards to following up Howard Stern. I know you love him to death, all that good stuff. But I want to know how you're going to bring that to the table.
I don't know. I don't know what my next step should be. What do you advise me, Sean? What do I do to get more well-known so Jerry Seinfeld will actually be like, oh, I know her?
Well, please don't throw any more of the bad jokes out. I would give that a
wait, throwing them out, like saying them,
like
or throwing
saying
away
them or throwing
and
them
not
away?
Saying them?
There's only one thing that Lisa needs to be doing for that. Let me just tell you.
Okay, so no one knows.
She needs to sleep with Jerry Seinfeld. You have nothing against sleeping with Jewish men, so I've heard.
Why?
Oh, I do have something against... No, I don't have
anything against... Why am I sleeping in the wet spot?
Well, you know, listen. By the way, I'm going through menopause, so there's no wet spot. Here's the deal. Seinfeld's married, but I could steal him from his wife. What do you think about that?
Yeah, just don't steal her cookbook idea. Other than that, you'll be fine.
Okay.
There's already been a lawsuit about that.
But if you were to break up a lesbian couple, it would be
better. Oh, my God. That's what we're supposed to brainstorm on.
Totally.
Now, there's many famous lesbian couples who...
Go for the top. The Ellen top? And Portia.
Which one is the top?
I have no idea.
Okay, no, they Ellen's totally the top.
You never know. It's she usually the one you think is the top in. Who isn't.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Usually, I think.
Well, plus, if you're scissoring, isn't it side by side?
You know, sometimes they strap. Scissoring. They strap it. Scissor bombing. Yeah, they're doing that thing.
But they, so skeevy.
But no, they. But I think that
that's to get back for the drippy pussy imagery.
They do strap it on once in a while. From
okay,
what
so
I don't know about them, but the ladies do.
Ladies
There's
do.
Ellen and Portia. Who else is a famous lesbian?
They're royalty.
Couple?
I don't think you can get higher than Ellen.
But are there any others at all?
What do you want, like a starter couple to break up? So you
well, you know what? I gotta work my way up to an Ellen DeGeneres.
How about like a Judy Gold and her girlfriend?
Honey, we said someone famous.
Jane Lynch. She nice. Broke up with her.
Me and Jane Lynch could cornhole.
Yeah, but she already broke up with her wife. So no.
Then, Noah, do you have any advice for me on this? These two faggots are useless.
Yeah. I really think you need to go to Malibu, knock on Ellen's door, break them up. Say, Ellen, go home. I'm sleeping with your pretty wife. It'll be a big deal. You could get your own talk show, movie deal, QVC line. All of it.
Oh my God, QVC. That could make
that.
Me famous.
Perfect.
The Queer Value Channel. You could do it. I'm telling
you. Well, I'm telling you something. Frank, Jim, and Noah weigh in on this. I had an idea that because when I was really, really fat, it was very difficult to shop for clothes. So I had an idea. Now that I know all the tricks of getting dressed, you know, because I had a stylist and all, people at home don't have that. I thought I should come out with a plus size clothing line for the fat bitches to show I'm still taking care of them, even though they disgust me when I look at them. What do you think about me faking sincerity
in that way?
There's
the commercial.
Noah, do you think this could work?
Oh, I think you faking anything would make tons of money.
Okay.
Seriously, I saw your sex tape. I knew there wasn't a real orgasm.
You're such a liar.
You could be the next Delta Burke.
I know. Wait, Jim, Delta Burke does have a swimsuit line.
I know.
And I wore many a Delta Burke one piece in my day because they suck you in. You know what I mean?
And I
think that's so smart.
I want to announce on the Lisa Lampanelli show that I, Frank DiCaro, am soon to become the spokesmodel for Lane Bryant Womo. Lane Bryant Womo is going to be a new chain of stores for plus size fellas.
That's fantastic.
And I will be their spokesmodel. Lane Bryant Womo,
okay,
that's U-O-M-O.
We get Lane Bryant catalogs at
okay,
home.
Okay, that is scary.
Because here's the thing. Halloween, Frank was doing a costume, and he needed, like, what was it, tights or pantyhose?
I needed hosiery.
Pantyhose.
Spanks
so
are unisex.
We go into
large size
a mall in New Jersey.
Understood.
And he's, like, ready to try on pantyhose in Lane Bryant.
No.
And I'm like, oh, this is going to get us killed.
They didn't come in an egg either. I really was hoping they'd be in an egg.
But now we get their catalog. So Frank is like, I'm starting to think he's wanting a cross-dress because the catalogs keep coming.
But don't wear their clothes.
That explains the sequined halter top he's wearing.
It does.
It certainly does. Wait, we have a caller from Vegas. I know we all love that. John from Las Vegas. What's up, dude?
Hey, Lisa, what's happening?
Not much.
You two realize as soon as George Takei gets that marriage thing passed, he's coming after you for the use of the fag word, right?
No, he isn't, because George Takei, actually, during The Apprentice, the Celebrity Apprentice, I might add, watched my show on my HBO special on the computer and was laughing his little gay ass off. He's told me in the past he does not mind the word fag for me because I'm a comedian, but I should not call him the J word, and I can't even say it because it got me in so much trouble with him because
Jew.
He took much. No, not Jew.
He's not Jewish. You know he's not Jewish.
No,
that's why
not.
She called him that.
I called him a JAP, which I found out is very pejorative for Japanese people. I did not know this. See, this is how I get in trouble. I don't know the N-word with the A on the end fell out of favor. I don't know.
We're off that now?
Yeah. I mean, what's next? Know. You guys going to get offended at sperm burper? I think this is wrong.
All your years on Staten Island and Long Island, JAP, you figure, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's something different.
No, George Takei got nothing but love from him. What I love is, I'm not going to take this call, but Art from California said he wants a Tiger Woods comment. Did Tiger Woods do anything recently? You three girls know gossip.
Well,
anything?
He lost his last tournament badly.
No one cares.
Okay. No, I don't care about
that. Oh, I would not know about that. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's sports. You're asking the wrong audience.
Yeah,
sports.
This is the wrong demographic right
go
here.
Go over to Mad Dog. I'm sorry.
Now, here's one. Melanie in New Mexico. I don't even understand this question. I don't even like it, but I'm going to take it anyway. Go ahead, Melanie.
Why wouldn't you like it? It's about female ejaculation.
I'm out.
Bye.
What does it even mean? What's female ejaculation?
Sounds like a mess.
So scary.
I know. I took the day off today, and I've been trying to look it up and research it and doing it myself, and can't get to it.
You took the day off to ejaculate? Oh my God. How long does it take?
You are now the envy of every man in this room. Like, you took a whole day and
Couldn't bang that out at lunch?
If I wasn't married.
Melanie, we love you, but you're clearly stoned. Dave, in some city that's a blank thing on the screen. Dave, you have a sex tape idea for us. Go ahead.
All right, Lamps, this is what I got for you. And the city's blank. I'm calling from Canada.
Canada,
right?
Yeah.
That's Canada, yeah. You fucking A. All right, so this is the idea here that the boys got. We're just traveling right now. Get a huge fucking black strap on. I know you love that shit. I know you love it.
Who doesn't?
I know, right?
We're unanimous so far, yeah.
Get Rosie O'Donnell.
Hands down, boys.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
Just absolutely rape her with that strap on. Fucking videotape it and release that shit. Because I'm telling you, that's going to make you an A-list celebrity. I mean, Ben, you're fucking awesome. What? And I think that's what you got to do. And Rosie O'Donnell sucks.
But she's no. No, we no. like her.
We love Rosie.
We do like Rosie. She's very, I like her now. But I thought of another, here's another suggestion of a lesbian I could be having my way with. Gina from Boston. Who do you think I should hook up with?
Melissa Etheridge. She's real easy to get.
Okay, by the way, how do you know that?
We all know that.
Look at the women. She plows through women like, you know, she's at a buffet. I mean, she's a real whore.
Well, you know what?
She's always saying, come to my window. Just a little tap on her window and she'll right up.
Come to my window. I thought it was come on my window.
See, the gays always go to the dirty place.
Yes.
You know what's funny? It's like, wouldn't it be maybe more powerful for my sex tape to be me and like a straight girl who I turn gay?
That's good.
Like if I got, say, a Taylor Swift. What if I got Taylor Swift?
You'd break Taylor. Even this thin, you would
break her.
Then she'd
write a song about it. You get bonus publicity. She'd write a song about it.
She's my target.
Yeah?
Mike, get on that. Right. I know you have no reach and no personality.
I'm going to start twittering. Lisa Lampanelli, rumored to have had a lesbian tryst.
Yes.
With Taylor Swift.
I think everyone out
there.
So
at least 12 people will see that, right?
I'm doing it right now. I'm 24. I'm going to tweet it twice.
Everyone, please tweet right now that I have been having a lesbian affair with Taylor Swift.
Perfect.
Listen, real quick, I want to thank my guests. This is hours gone way too fast. If you guys could come back again, I would love it. Noah Levy from the Gossip Table on VH1. Thank you so much, honey. Frank DeCaro, OutQ. Listen to you every day on OutQ. What time?
11 to 2, and follow me at Frank DeCaro Show on Twitter.
That's right, and Jim Colucci.
Follow me at Jim Colucci on Twitter.
And Noah, what's your Twitter, bitch?
At Levy's Digest.
Okay, I'm totally not following you. Anyway, you guys, this has been Lisa Lampanelli, and I'd like to thank my hero Howard Stern for putting me on the airwaves. See you next month, folks. God bless. Good night.
Bye.